Yeah, he did some good things today. Troy was going to be a huge part of our offense last year, and his injury was a huge blow. So it's great to have him back. He's a versatile player that can do a lot of good things.
Losing your top two receivers from last season, what do you need to see from the receivers this spring and fall? Who are you looking to step up, and what are you specifically looking from them as a group?
Just need them all to just keep getting better. You know, I mean, we played a bunch of young guys last year. With the exception of Kenneth Scott, all those guys were freshmen or redshirt freshmen. So, we just need them to keep improving. And I know they will. You know, Coach Holliday's coaching them hard, and all of them are willing and want to get better. And then we gotta throw it to them. You know, we gotta throw good passes and throw completions.
I know you gotta go obviously watch the film and practice today, but first impressions, was there anybody that kind of stood out to you today? Anybody that kind of stepped up their game?
Yeah, Kyle Foulkes did a lot of good things today. He really showed up. He's fast, and I thought. You know, all those young receivers look like they're improving, and our tight end group has got some depth as well.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Yep. Appreciate it.
So, doing some snaps from under center this year, which is a bit different, what kind of motivated that change for the offense?
Just thought we could add another wrinkle to our offense without having a bunch of new plays. You know, we just run the same plays that we run from gun, but we can be in gun, pistol, or under center and run our same core plays. And one area that we really want to improve in is our play-action pass, and play-action pass from under center is a lot more effective than it is from the gun.
How did you feel the quarterbacks did adapting to being under center? Because I know Tyler Huntley said he hasn't done it since 2010,
yeah.
And I don't think Brandon Cox has done it at all here.
Yeah, Brandon did it in high school, but and Troy played under center a little bit at Washington, so... but yeah, it's new and it's first day, so it was a little rough at times. We're also breaking in some new centers, so we've got work to do, but I thought it looked good.
Obviously, you'll have to evaluate the film, but what were kind of your impressions of the three main quarterbacks?
Just I thought they did a good job getting the ball out quickly. You know, all three of them have a really fast release, and I thought... You know, our perimeter players are doing a good job of getting open for us and giving us a chance to get the ball out before the pass rush can get there.
Joe Williams looks a little bigger. Does he look like a every down type back for you?
Yeah, I mean, Joe's got a chance to be a really great player. And you know, it's hard to replace Devontae Booker. But, you know, Coach Whittingham mentioned the team the other day that the bar has been set really high here at running back for a long time. We've had a bunch of 1,000-yard rushers, and we don't expect any change this year. We need another guy to step up and rush for 1,000 yards. And if it's Joe, great. If it's Troy McCormick, great. But I expect big things out of Joe.